A week, Solidarity Bricky team listener, when for a second week, big ideas, altruistic concern and exciting vision captured the nation's imagination. And the big ideas, altruistic concern, exciting vision, exciting news is there's four more weeks of the same to go. 4 weeks of intellectual debate like the Caring Business Class Hayseed and Cheap Shit Coalition accusing the Socialist Party of scare tactics by claiming a re-elected government would be the end of the world. The Socialist Party countering, accusing the coalition of scare tactics by claiming a Socialist Party government would be the end of the world. Each attacking the other's non-policies, while the electorate was by the day becoming convinced it seems more like the end of the world, still facing 28 days of by the day, while anyone who might have an idea or vision can't get a look in. Just big Supremo Scuttlebem or Lashson, a.k.a. ScoMo and his lot, and Socialist Party Supremo and would-be big Supremo Anthony Albanese and his lot, with the Canberra Press Gallery hanging breathlessly on every word, which clearly explains the huge support for the undecided party, as the electorate not hanging on every word vainly searches for a third choice. And then Anthony discovered what living with COVID, let it rip, means. A bipartisan bout of laryngitis would be a relief. As ScoMo and Anthony were suddenly mostly in agreement, as True Blue was, he was confronted by the non-wisdom of Solomon as China signed an agreement posing a major threat to peace in the Pacific. So China is now stationing trained killers on the Solomon Islands, ScoMo. It might. It well might. It's a huge worry. So it hasn't. But as ScoMo said, it might. It well might. It's a huge worry. Yes, big worry, because has it already got trained killers stationed all around the Pacific, in the Philippines, for instance? No, thank goodness the US of the UN of the US of the world has trained killer military bases there. Thank goodness. But are they in Korea? No, thankfully, the US of has bases there. Thankfully, but also thankfully, there's no Chinese trained killers in Papua New Guinea, are there, which is even closer than the Solomons. No, no, the good news is that the US of and True Blue Aussie have trained killers there protecting us. Oh, and protecting the people of PNG. Yes, good news. And True Blue Aussie, there's no Chinese trained killers here, are there? Absolutely not. Certainly not. We have peace-loving US of bases and US of Marines protecting us. From? Whoever might threaten peace in the Pacific. Although there was not absolute concurrence, as the socialist shadow minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, declared allowing China to sign an agreement with the Solomons was the worst failure in foreign policy since World War II. Showing apart from there's no hyperbole in politics, and especially in election campaigns, just how serious a threat this must be, how serious a foreign policy disaster, when we consider our invasions of Korea, of Malaya, of Vietnam, of Iraq, of Afghanistan, et al., a trail of military-trained killer disasters, of Pine Gap and other nuclear targets, so we can but panic at this biggest disaster in foreign policy. So serious, the US of set its big Pacific train killer gun to the Solomons to set them straight. And what thanks did he get from the ingrates? They asked, how come his was the first official US of visit for 37 years? How discourteous, how ungrateful, as if the US of doesn't care about them, only cares about them now because, disgraceful, what a ridiculous thought. Through all this, Mother Earth was kicking up her legs on the dance floor of the universe when Anthony declared, if coal mines stack up environmentally and then commercially, which is the decision for the companies, then they get approved. Without explaining how coal mines do stack up environmentally or even commercially for that matter, maybe he meant coal mines stuff up the environment. I'll just check that. No, no, he definitely said stack up environmentally, the stuff up being to his environmental credentials. this early Saturday, our brains are still coming to life, which probably helps putting up with the week that was. But let me go to what could well be ScoMo's secret weapon, the amygdala. The what I hear? The amygdala, the brain's emotional processing centre. See, a University College study in London into the amygdala's responses shows that the more people lie, the easier it becomes to lie. ScoMo, could this be your secret weapon? That is an outrageous implication. I have never told a lie in my life. Boy, is his amygdala working overtime this morning. ScoMo described criticism of his captain's pick transphobic candidate Catherine Dives Lower Than Low as a pile-on, whatever that means, probably an attempt to balance her views, which are a pile of. This sensitivity carried to his telling the mother of an autistic child he, ScoMo, is blessed not to have had an autistic child, which, incredibly, the mother thought was a bit insensitive. When we know ScoMo's church, his Christianity, which has driven his love thy neighbour approach to everything he does, like no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, for instance, knows the more filthy rich you are, the more the dear baby Jesus loves and blesses you. The poorer, the more the dear baby hates and unblesses you. And ditto, having a child with any disability shows the dear baby unblesses you. So ScoMo was just expressing Christian truth and ensuring his place in paradise. Even if Anthony thinks it would be paradise to occupy the place ScoMo now holds on that side of the house, as what passes as debate was confined to Lord Rupert of Wapping's pay TV channel, getting no complaints from those who refuse to or can't afford to pay Lord Rupert to watch the same crap they already get anyway. No risk of tuning into the what passes as debate by accident. With the policy chasm exposed, like on that no proper papers queue jumping issue, with ScoMo insisting his policy was far crueler and Anthony wasn't nearly as cruel, and Anthony insisting he is just as cruel to those seeking refuge. And talk about spoil sports. As ScoMo and Anthony both commit to zero emissions by 2050, our zero emissions are better than your zero emissions. Our zero emissions are better than your zero emissions. Spoil sports, infrastructure partnerships, True Blue Aussie, with disastrous timing, has called on them. Talk about unreasonable demands, listener. Call on them to show how they're going to get to their target. Goodness me, doesn't infrastructure True Blue Aussie realise that would require them to have a policy and not just a statement? And we all know when the polluters and their political supporters say zero emissions doesn't mean zero emissions. Fossils offset by a few trees, which may or may not exist. So infrastructure True Blue Aussie is calling for them to show how they will reach zero emissions, which doesn't mean zero emissions. When reaching zero emissions, which doesn't mean zero emissions, requires no more policy detail than zero emissions by 2050. Leading them to argue over important details like whose zero emissions are better zero emissions. So infrastructure mob, stop being a spoil sport. As Anthony was laid low with, the pejorative Dan government succumbed to pressure from the sundry chambers of profits and ScoMo and caring business class would-be state supremo that lobster with a mobster guy over easing COVID restrictions like isolation when we come into contact with a positive case. That lobster with guy attacked the government over delays in the triple O service he said would put lots of lives at risk. And turning people who may well have COVID, may be contagious, loose is not putting lives at risk, lobster with. Isolation is putting caring business profits at risk. There is no comparison. It's a matter of priorities, which the majority of Dan somehow can't understand. And the Chamber of Profits, Paul Guerra, presumably for war against anything that gets between the caring business class and making a killing, well, a financial killing, not a COVID one, said businesses will play their part as isolation is jettisoned and masks discarded. You say isolation is causing staff shortages, but now they have to go to work, the whole staff could come down with COVID. And we must make sure the government doesn't let them use that as an excuse not to go to work. Everyone knows Omicron is a mild variant. But there's hundreds in hospitals, deaths every day, mild deaths. I hope you're not suggesting the caring business class and ScoMo and the lobster with guy would put profit ahead of community health. Of course not. Well, he said business will play its part, and we can't disagree with that. After all, ScoMo said, hallelujah, showing letting it rip, living with and dying with is the dear baby Jesus thing to do, and the restaurant and catering prophet's true blue Aussies Wes Lumpet said it was a no-brainer, which on one definition it certainly is. The Clive Palmer Gina Party has resurrected that ad with Craig Kelly the Planet smiling at us under our next big supremo, showing Clive's grasp of political reality, because someone should remind him, and Craig for that matter, that to be big supremo, you have to be a member of parliament, which Craig, our next big supremo, won't be. Although top marks to Craig's ideological co-fossil, George Christian to pollute son, for running for that appalling Hoon son's One Notion lot in an unwinnable position. We'd hoped there were no winnable positions for that lot. Unwinnable position, and how cruel those who claim without the slightest proof that George is only running so he can staple another $100,000 off the taxpayers on whom he's been living these past years. He just believes in the democratic process. ScoMo and the Minister for Caring Business Class Relations, Mackay Yakosh, the workers, denied their plan to resurrect the so-called Omnibus Smash the Evil Unions and Workers Bill was a plan to resurrect the so-called Omnibus Smash the Evil Unions and Workers Bill, especially the giving the boot bit. Better off overall test, although they did qualify that just maybe the odd workers might have to be worse off overall if workers were going to be better off. And their denial, brackets qualified, looked a bit ordinary thanks to our old mate, the industry profits group's Innes Will Cost the Workers, who iterated that if workers want to be better off, they have to be worse off. Caring employers couldn't make workers better off unless some workers were worse off, and that's why the law needs to be changed. But the government most definitely did promise it would double the huge penalties already imposed on the evil CFMEU. And as we mentioned last week, supported by their wise egalitarian High Court honours who know what a hard day's work on a building site is. Double. So workers say taking action over a safety matter would be fined lots and lots and lots more than their caring employer if the safety matter then happened to injure or kill one of them, showing just how lawless these construction workers are. Finally, though, bad luck ScoMo's plan to create jobs for responsible workers, those exercising their God-given right not to join a union, announced with great flair in a Reeves factory, came a trifle unstuck when the very next day Reeves announced it was heading for Vietnam and shedding its lazy, avaricious, true blue Aussie workforce. And a stroke of good luck for ScoMo, the mainstream, panting, breathless Canberra press gallery didn't see this as anywhere nearly as much a gaffe as Anthony's memory lapse. Oh, and finally, aren't we all so looking forward to the next 28 days? Good morning.